Edmund Drake by Shada, Part 2. An early name for petroleum, Seneca oil, alludes to the trade in oil by Seneca Indians of western New York in the 18th century after the American Revolution. White settlers discovered Oil Creek in northwestern Pennsylvania and began skimming petroleum from little springs in the banks and in the bed. In 1853, Joel D. Anger purchased the first petroleum lease in the United States. This lease gave him the right to collect oil from an Oil Creek seep in the Brewer, Watson & Co. lumber property near Titusville. The lumber company had used the seep oil for lighting and to lubricate machinery. In the early days of oil, Paul H. Giddings told how Samuel M. Keir sold his bottled petroleum rock oil as a cure for all illness. Human or animal, although he had sales agents throughout the country, Keir still had more oil from the seeps and salt wells on his father's Tarentum, Pennsylvania property than he could sell. Not long after Keir began his refinery, Stillman reported that the seep oil sample taken from the former brewer Watson & Co. land on Oil Creek had properties that made it valuable. In 1858, Drake, now a stockholder in Seneca Oil Company, was sent back to Titusville as he salaried the general agent in charge of operations. For a short time, he was company president. His mission was to produce a profitable amount of oil. However, the main seep netted only 3 or 4 gallons of oil daily, and other oil springs he had opened up added only a few gallons to the output. So Drake attempted mining for oil. He hired workmen to dig a shaft, but water inundated it, and he gave up that idea. Finally, he decided to try an idea he had discussed with George H. Bissell, a lawyer who helped to organize and invest in early oil companies, including Seneca Oil. Salt drillers often had to contend with oil that polluted their wells. Bissell reasoned that oil could be extracted using salt oil drilling methods.